620 1320 WILS. It is Monday. Wow, just starting the week off and looking forward to some warmer weather. By the way, for your thoughts and your comments, send us an email if you happen to be in front of your computer. Let us know what you think of what you're hearing here. ccrecap@gmail.com. We are at ccrecap@gmail.com. Well, the North American International Auto Show is underway in Detroit. Max Muncy, Public Relations Manager for the NAIA. Max, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me, gentlemen. Good evening to you on day two of press days here at the Auto Show.
Yeah, day two. The press days, what kinds of things are happening during the press days?
Oh, it's fantastic. So we kicked off the show yesterday. First press conference of the day was with Disney and Pixar, which was a fun way to kick off the show. So Mr. John Lasseter, Mr. Pixar himself, took the stage to talk about the Cars franchise, and then he unveiled a life-size, drivable version, a one-of-one in the world, a Lightning McQueen, which was really fun. So that will be great, too, for the families coming down during public show to see a life-size cartoon character, which was really cool. Had some big announcements after that, and then John Krafcik took the stage, unveiled a fully autonomous Chrysler Pacifica minivan through Waymo, which is Google's self-driving car project. And then today we probably had over 50 cars that were revealed during press conferences throughout the day.
Wow. Now, the autonomous vehicles, how much of a presence are they going to have at this year's show?
Oh, very significant. I think just the overarching discussion around technology, the connected car, autonomous driving is certainly a thread that you heard throughout every press conference, whether that be through automakers unveiling a concept vehicle or actually current production vehicles that will be hitting the showrooms within the next 12 months. So the discussion is definitely one that is a very important one here at the show this year.
Max Muncy at the North American International Auto Show. And when does the show open to the public then?
Show opens next Saturday, January 14th, and then we'll run all the way through that following Sunday, the 22nd. On average, we'll bring in over 815,000 people to the show through the course of public show. So great time to come down to the city, experience everything happening downtown, both here at the auto show and just in and around the city. Families can come ice skating in campus marshes. There's a lot going on downtown, so we'd love to have everybody here.
With the cars that are being unveiled, which would you say are the most exciting so far?
So the one tough part about being the PR manager at the auto show is you're working on a lot of other stuff and don't have a chance to actually get to all these amazing press conferences. Catch a few online or on social media. We had had a lot of big debuts today, from the new Lexus flagship sedan, the LF, to the new Toyota Camry, to a really exciting concept microbus from VW. And a bunch of in between, just a lot of great content. Nissan had some big press conferences, General Motors, Ford, and it was a jam-packed day today, and still have one more day to go of announcements.
Wow. How much are people talking about President-elect Trump and how he might impact the industry?
I've heard just hopping on social media in between some meetings and stuff, it definitely appears to be a big topic that a lot of people are talking about, even talking with some of my journalist friends. It's certainly top of mind for a lot of people. On top of that, we know that Vice President Biden is in town as well, too. And so it's really big discussions here, both on the future of the industry and certainly from a government perspective.
And the Chinese, what kind of a presence are they going to have in the show this year?
A really exciting year for us this year, actually. A manufacturer out of China called GAC Motor. They actually have a main show floor display here. So they're right out on the main show floor with VW and Volvo and Buick. And so they unveiled three new vehicles at the show this year. So they had been at the show in previous years, outside in the main concourse area of Kobo Center. And now they, this year, after a few meetings with them, they wanted to move into the main show floor to be amongst some of the big global automakers.
They're called GAC Motor, you said?
Correct. GAC Motor. Yes, sir.
And what, are they going to be selling cars in the U.S.?
They haven't made that official announcement yet. You know, 2 years ago when they were in here, they unveiled a vehicle. This year, they unveiled a couple other vehicles. And so, you know, I think the discussion is still in and around that they plan to enter the market at some time, but we've yet to determine when that's going to happen.
In terms of General Motors, what kind of a presence are they having at this year's show?
Oh, General Motors has been a long-time close partner to the auto show. They have a really big exhibit this year, a brand-new exhibit, actually, for GMC. They unveiled the brand-new Terrain, and then Chevrolet unveiled the new Traverse. So a lot of great product, both from General Motors and our other foreign global automakers here.
Now, Governor Snyder, was he just at the show, Governor Snyder?
Governor Snyder has been at the show multiple times so far. He was here yesterday during our kickoff festivities. He was back at the show again today. And what I've been told is he'll continue to come down a couple more times this week just to be with the automakers. We have a new exposition this year that's special to our press and industry preview days called Automobility, where we brought in over 120 new companies to the show. 44 of those are startups, all focused on future mobility platforms. So he's definitely spent a lot of time in that area. Under Governor Snyder, they announced the Planet M initiative.
What does that mean? When you say future mobility platforms, what kinds of things are those?
So discussions, again, kind of around connected car and autonomous vehicles and ride sharing down to personal transportation devices. Let's say it could be a scooter or Segway-looking vehicles. Also to startups that are making the software and the technologies that automakers and suppliers are looking for to have that competitive advantage. So it's great to even have 44 startups from around the world. They've come in from London and Dubai and Portugal just to showcase their technology here in Detroit.
And when it comes to other than seeing the vehicles, are there any other kinds of activities that are going to be at the show this year?
You know, there's always some excitement that happens just through the celebrities that come down. Mm-hmm. During public show, we're really proud. We actually do a parade twice a day during public show where we'll take a couple high-end exotic cars, a Ferrari, a Aston Martin, a Falcon, a couple other ones. We work with Detroit Parade Company who put on the world-famous Thanksgiving Day Parade. They bring a band and some big fatheads down, and we clear a little path and do a mini parade around the show floor every day. So really exciting to see the smiles on the kids' faces and all the cell phones out as the cars lap the show floor.
Gotcha. And so the public hours begin on Saturday. What are the ticket prices this year?
Ticket prices are $13. You can either purchase everything right through the website, which is naias.com. Or if people just happen to want to stop down, we also can purchase tickets right at the door.
Yeah. Have you been to a lot of these shows then?
I have. I've been working with the auto show for over 9 years now and have a chance to do both the auto show here in Detroit. And then we also will travel to other international auto shows with our executive team here that puts on the show, which is the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. So we'll travel to some of our other partner friend auto shows in Frankfurt and Geneva and Shanghai to meet with them, do some benchmarking, meet with our automaker and supplier partners, and make sure we're keeping Detroit as the number one auto show in the world.
Really? Would you say it is right now?
I would say definitely in terms of press coverage and attendance, we are the number one auto show in the world. Actually, in fact, we will garner more global coverage than auto shows in New York, L.A., and Chicago combined.
And so tomorrow, more vehicles being revealed, is that it?
The vehicle reveals were done today. Tomorrow is, though, a significant press day for us. We'll have a big announcement from Toyota in the afternoon, focused on mobility from what they've told us. And then we'll also have, over the course of not only Tuesday, but then into Wednesday and Thursday, which are our industry preview days, last year we broke a record attendance for that, where we brought in over 40,000 executives, engineers, and designers through Wednesday and Thursday, and that's industry preview days, and that's a $110 ticket for the industry to come down and meet with their peers, do some benchmarking, and get in ahead before the public come down.
Max Muncy at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Max, thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Look forward to seeing everybody down here in Detroit.
A lot more next.